Yes, hello, good morning. Is this Eric?
This is Eric.
Eric, how you doing, sir?
Okay.
All right, well, nice to meet you, Eric. My name is Marlon. I'm one of the senior directors here. You're speaking to Sol. He is mapping coordinator here for the company. He was trying to get me over to jump on the line here with you to see if I can get you a price reduction for the spot that we have here available for the first page of Google today. I'm going to see what I can do for you in regards to the pricing if you want to give us a shot today. But aside from the price, though, did you have any specific questions for me, I'm sure, on how the service works and
when I go into Google now and I put my company name in, and on mm-hmm. some searches, I'm popping up. But what,
okay,
what's
you
not
mean
popping
your company
up,
name or service
yeah,
you provide?
The company name is popping up. On,
okay,
yeah,
well, you
on
should.
Something.
Yeah, you definitely should.
What's not popping up is my little being seen on the map. Okay, that's what's not popping up. So what's the difference in the different Google services between those that pop you up on the map and those that don't pop you up on the map? Are there two different services? What is the reason for this?
Okay, so if you Google your company name, you should be popping up. You're gonna pop up regardless. What we're gonna be doing for you though is taking that company name to put you on the first page of Google. So whenever someone doesn't even have to type in your company name, they will simply put in the word, say, remodeling, and you'll pop up.
Okay. I understand that. I do windows.
Yeah.
I do doors.
Okay.
I do Bilco doors. I might be expanding to a couple of other projects. So what I want customers to do is, let's say they're in one of the towns I do a lot of work in. All right. So I'm on the Google right now. Let's say that they put in Fairlawn, New Jersey, patio door. All right. And that's where I want to pop up. All right. I don't have to be.
What city?
I'm just putting a city near me that I do a lot of work in.
Okay. Fairlawn. I got Wayne here. That's where you're based out of.
First of all, I'm based out of Maywood. Okay, I haven't been based out of Wayne in a very, very long time. So
okay, that also tells me that your GMB profile is not updated as well. So those,
it tells me that you don't know where. Okay, that's what.
No. See, the thing is this though. I'm looking at, like, I have a lot of information on your company here, right? And what I was trying to tell you is that Google also looks at all this information. So if they see that you're still listed on Maywood in some places and based and
well,
listed
wait,
under
Maywood is where I'm listed. That's where I should be listed. It should
right, but
be
there's still information. No, I get you, but there's some places where you're still like showing under Wayne. So this information here is dragging your ranking down. Is what I'm trying to say.
All right. So how do I get rid of that information?
We do that. We do a map cleanup throughout the whole entire internet that has to do with your company.
A map cleanup.
Name, address, and phone number.
NAP.
Yes. Okay, so that's included. That's one of the first things that we do to update everything that has to do with your company. Okay, so we do that right there.
Showing up in Wayne, New Jersey. All right. The company I'm using right now, which I've been using for a couple of months, when I started with them right away, I immediately got a lot of phone calls. I don't know what they did, but I got a lot of phone calls. And then all of a sudden, the phone volume has gone down. And then they upped me to the next program. And the more they upped me to the different programs, the less calls I get. And he keeps calling me up saying, now I want to sell you Google Ads. Well, they've already got me up to $500 a month. And now they want to sell me Google Ads. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to either going to cancel their services and go back to Angie, or I'm going to do something else. So if your business plan is to get me in and give me a bunch of hits, and then in a few months take me away and hope I spend more money on Google Ads, I'm going to be a very unhappy customer.
I would too. And I'm sorry that you went through that experience, but we're definitely not them. So I can't wear a black eye for what another company is doing or did to you. And I'm sorry for that. So that's the reason why these companies, they're not exclusive. So what they do, just so you know why they did that, is because they don't work exclusively with you. They will do it in the beginning, but then they sell your position to somebody else. We are not allowed to do that because we're a premier Google partner. We get watched closely, monitored closely.
They claim that they're a premier Google partner also. And the company
What's the name of that company? Yeah, never heard of them. So they're probably a Google partner. There's thousands of those, but there's only 8 premier Google partners in the United States. We're one of them. There's only 8 of them. So the 8 premier Google partners get assistance, training, and they get monitored by Google. So we have to work by stricter guidelines than that Google partner, because we're paying a fee to Google as well to use multiple of their services, and we have way more access to a lot of things. That's why we can get you up there.
They were saying the same thing. They were saying that they're really in with Google. They said the exact same thing.
Yeah, I understand it might be similar. it'll sound the same, Eric, you know, because we're referring to the same service.
They also claim to be the single largest company doing this in the entire United States, and you're telling me you never heard of them. So one of you is lying, and I gotta figure out who it is.
We have proof, and I mean, I can actually send you the link to google.com/partners. We can actually check to see that local splash, which is the name of my company, is actually there on Google's website. So you can't fake that. Now, I'm not trying to lie to you. I don't want to start off in the wrong foot or put lies in the conversation before you even start with us. I just shot you a link there that will take you to google.com/partners. You can verify that. Okay, so it's impossible.
I would love you to show me that information. What did you say your name is?
My name is Marlon, M-A-R-L-O-N.
Marlon? Okay.
Yes, sir.
And
you're mentioning under patio doors. I was actually, that just popped up right now. And in the Maywood area, just to kind of do a search for patio doors, you got Twin Door Tavern, Confident Home Remodel, Angelo's Greek Taberna. If I'm saying that right.
Those are restaurants. Those are not.
It's under patio doors. That's weird. Door Discount Center. You got Door Wind Manufacturing.
Let me go in. But you said that you found me, Confident Home Remodelers.
No, I was looking for you. Confident Home Remodelers. I was looking for you. Yeah, and I was just in Maywood. You should be popping up with no problem because that's where you're based out of. See, that's the problem because you're showing listed on Wayne in some directories, but you're listed on Maywood and some other ones. So we're going to fix all that for you. What I'm trying to say, Eric, is that we're going to get you on the first page of Google and we're going to keep you there. That's as most simple as I can put it for you. Are we going to take you off after you're on the first page? Absolutely not, because then there will be a problem. Then you're going to cancel and you're going to go back to square one. We don't want to lose. It would be stupid of my company to lose as a client after a month or 2 months or 3 months, because then they stop getting their monthly payment from you.
So I am on here. I'm on the second page. So if you go in and you scroll, I'm on the second page and I'm about halfway down. So I am on here. But I'm not on the map, and I'm very frustrated, and I need to get you on the first page. Well, listen, right now I'm more focused on getting on the map. Okay, what is the reason that some companies are on the map and other companies are not on the map? What's the reason?
Well, they're not working with the right company.
Okay, so there's not an additional Google package to buy. It's all the same thing.
There's map section. There's the ad section. And there's the Google Guarantee. Those are 3 different services, and we offer all of them and more.
Okay,
about today...
Hold on. I want to write those 3 down. What are the, say those 3 again.
Okay, so there's the Google Maps, which is the offsite SEO, which is what we're calling you about today.
Google Maps, M-A-T-C-H.
Google Maps, okay. Maps, M-A-P-S.
M-A-P-S. Okay, what's the second one?
Okay, then you got Google Ads, which is the SEM.
Okay, Google Ads. All right. And what's the third one?
And the third one is Google Guarantee.
And what is, I know what the first two are. What's Google Guarantee?
Okay, the Google Guaranteed is a paid lead service that Google guarantees that you're one of the top companies in the area.
A paid lead service. So these
okay,
are the packages.
Yeah, so we offer all those.
These are the packages that you offer, or these are the packages
yes.
that Google
yes.
that Google. Hold
yes,
on,
we
hold
offer
on.
Those.
Hold on, did I answer my question? These are the packages that Google offers that all of you companies offer.
I don't know about the other companies, Eric. I mean, there's so many companies out there. I'm talking about us, though. You were asking me what we offer. Yes,
what
services
we
offer. If you go through Google directly, they don't do Google Maps. If you call Google directly, you can only do Google Ads. Those are paid per click.
Right.
Okay, but you can't call Google and tell them to get you on the maps. That's not what they do. That's what we do. That's why they partner up with companies like us to get you on the maps, if that makes sense. We also do offer Google Ads, but that's separate service. I'm not here to offer you that if you don't want that. What we're calling you offer you today, obviously it's a paid service, is Google Maps, Bing Maps, Facebook Ads included, 70 directory submissions, a NAP cleanup, which is what you definitely need, mobile platform, Alexa, Google Home, cars that have internet access, verification with Google, and we're going to provide you with a tracking system dashboard so you can track where all the calls are coming from. So you can actually see if it's us that are causing that call to come through or if it's another call, I mean another service.
What's funny is that the OMG said everything that you're saying, but they didn't put it to me in writing. They didn't send it over where I have it all listed, and it winds up becoming just a haze of information. I really don't know what they're offering and what they're not offering. So what I need you to do, everything you just said, I need it in an email so I can have it. And then if I do business with you in the future, I know what you're offering. So then when someone else like you calls me, I can say, yeah, I'm already getting this service, blah, blah, blah. Because right now...
Well, that's not a problem. I can send you that. See, the thing is that we work exclusively, Eric. This is why a lot of people will, like, end up signing up with different companies. They go for the price or the same like pitch or whatever, and then they end up losing an opportunity working with an exclusive partner. And an exclusive partner will keep you on the first page of Google. But then people end up signing up with OMGs and 401 Locals and Townsquare Medias and PageHubs and all these other companies that are middleman companies. And then you lose the opportunity working with a premier Google Channel partner. And then once you finally get a call from a premier Google Channel partner, you kind of like want to treat it like it's a directory. You know what I mean? I'm not saying you are, but we're not allowed to, like, once we hang up the phone, like say for example, if you're telling Martin, okay, you know what, let's try it out. Let's go 1 month, 2 months, whatever, see what you guys can do for me. We go ahead and do that. Then we got to close out the category. Then we cannot work with your competitors. With these other companies, as soon as they hang up with you, they're going to try to build another pipeline with another company or perhaps sign them up at the same time. And they compete against each other, which is why you won't end up on the first page and stay on the first page. With us, if we decide not to give it a shot, then we got to continue to search for a company to fill that one spot that we have within our company available. Okay, and I will present this with you in writing as we speak. I have an email ready to shoot your way, but I don't have an email there.
I want you to send it over to me, and I need to review everything, and I want to research your company on different consumer advocacy websites, which I didn't do with the other one. You know, I'm not making a decision today, but I'm serious about, you know, considering your services because I'm very unhappy with.
And I'm looking at their website right now as we speak. They barely started. They're a brand new company. They got 23 reviews on Google. You know what I mean? We got like 700 or something. We've been on for 17 years. You know, their website here, I'm checking it out. The first thing I'm looking for is a Google partner badge. Okay, and their link there is not even a clickable link. So this is a brand new company you're pretty much working with, and obviously they're not going to OMG Marketing. OMG Marketing, that's what it's based out of Hesperia. Well, that's what you're referring to, right?
The company's called OMG National. So we should be looking at the same one.
OMG National?
Yeah.
Okay, let me see here. Okay, that one right there is based out of Florida. That's the one you're... Okay, and I don't know if this is a marketing company, though. Let me see here.
They do the things that you do.
Okay, so I'm looking at their website now.
Are they a Google Premier partner?
They got Google everywhere on their site. They're just a Google partner. I'm a Google partner.
Right.
Yeah, because I went to I took many classes to be able to sell Google's products. Okay, but when you're Premier Google partner, yeah, they're not a Premier. Yes, okay. And I'm looking at their website right now. It says OMG National with little orange letters on two orange lines on in top and under the national part, and they have the G everywhere. So kind of makes you think, okay, you know. So yeah, that company up there is just a marketing company. You know, and that where you kind of lose out with them is because they're not a Premier Google partner. That's where you kind of lost with them. So,
well, what,
I'm not trying to bash them, but.
I know. One thing they did do, they did do a NAP cleanup, but they didn't, obviously they didn't catch everything. There's still references to me being elsewhere.
So I wouldn't be able to see the main address if that was the case, you know?
Yep. Okay.
So, what's your email there, Eric?
Eric Confident, E-R-I-C, confident at gmail.com.
Okay, so it's Eric Confident at gmail.com.
He wants me to sign up right away, but I want to research his company to make sure that everything is good.
So you need to have his name and his number.
I sent all of that out, so... In the beginning of the conversation, the email's in your inbox as we speak. Yeah, I've been with this company 10 years, Eric, so you even have me to back you up. So you can call me anytime. I'm not going to disappear like those guys that take your credit card and then they disappear. I'm not trying to do all that.
Your email hasn't come through yet, but I'll give it another couple of seconds. You sent it to ericconfident@gmail.com.
Yeah, ericconfident@gmail.com. Check maybe your filtered mail.
I hope it wouldn't go there.
Well, we never make contacts. So usually I get the same. It goes to that.
Yeah, it did go into a filter. So how do I, you're Marlon Castillo.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm trying to figure how do I, move to inbox?
Mm-hmm.
Is that where I'm going?
Yeah.
I don't know how to do that.
You click me.
Everything that we discuss is in writing there. Everything that we're going to be doing for you. So there's no way to go back out on that later on because we said that that's what we're going to do for you.
So are you going to give him a few days to review everything? And
well, he hasn't even given me the price yet. So
if you're willing to give us a shot today, Eric, you know what I mean, and respectfully.
I can't. I don't do business that fast. And you know, I
get it.
My customers, I don't do that to my customers either, you know. So,
saying that because we work exclusively, so I don't want you to miss on the opportunity. If the position is still available, obviously, yes, absolutely. Call me anytime. I mean, if it's available, I will help you. If it's not available, I can't take one of our clients off just to help you out because I like Eric better, you know. But on the price, it's also on the email, but it will be a reduced price, $398 first initial investment, $299 every month after. Normally it's $998.
$299 a month?
Yeah, $299 a month. And $398 first payment.
How much? $398 is the first month?
Yes, sir. And that includes everything.
Okay. Everything that's listed here.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Including Facebook ads.
Let's including Facebook ads.
Yes, sir.
Okay. One problem I had with the other company, and you tell me if you're able to resolve this. My Facebook page is set up as a personal page. It's not set up as a business page. And because of that, they weren't able to do certain things, and the whole thing was a mess.
Really?
That's easy.
We'll create one for you.
Here's the problem. I have a lot of Facebook friends, and it would be very difficult to move them all over to the new one.
That's totally separate. It goes together with it. So yeah, we'll help you with that. Believe me, we have some gentlemen that I signed up a gentleman that's 70 something years old, good guy, but he hates social media. He didn't even have a Facebook page. So we take care of that for you. We'll guide every step of the way. We're not gonna take your money.
Are you gonna be able to merge my existing page with all my contacts into the new page?
It goes together. We have to use your personal page in order to create that business page.
Okay, but I'm saying is that the
personal page... So, yeah, it would be automatic. Yeah, everybody that is on your personal page would automatically be invitable. They have to obviously... They'll be aware of your page because it will have a link and everything. But if you're referring to them liking your page or subscribing to your page or something that... Yeah, we'll guide you through all that. But, yes, people will be aware that that's your page.
Okay, but so what I'm saying is that when you create the business Facebook page, you can't just automatically move everybody over to it, can you?
No, nobody can do that because, for example, right, I have a buddy that has a business, and everyone has to, or if you have a company doing it for you, you have to invite all your friends. You can do it all in one shot, invite them all to like your page, but that's easy. That doesn't take a long time. Everybody's aware of your page.
It's not easy to get people to.
I know also, Eric, because I did it for my friends too, and it took me probably 3 minutes. We'll guide you through that. And if you want to see how the Facebook ads look like or are going to look like that, we're going to do for you. I'm going to send you right now a example of
How many Facebook ads will you give me?
Well, my technician will discuss that for you, but it's included. So it's not any extra cost or anything like that.
You give me like 10 a month. You give me one a month. You're giving me how many are you giving me a month? 100 a month?
It's an ad. We can run it like all day, only on weekends. Only. So what they're going to talk to you about, when you want to run those ads, Eric.
Okay, so I'm trying to figure out for the two. I'm trying to understand the value. So for $2.99 a month, how much Facebook exposure am I getting? That's the question. How much?
It depends on when you want to. If you're asking how much of it goes to the Facebook ads, a portion of the money goes into the ads. So it's more than enough for us to run the ads for you all month. But some people don't want to run an ad in the weekends because they're not working on the weekends, so there's no point. So we'll discuss that with you. So we can run them all day, every day. So, I mean, that's up to you.
And who's going to see those Facebook ads?
Well, for example, right, if someone goes on Google and they Google for garage doors or, I'm sorry, patio doors, you said, right? Right?
Yep.
I'm trying to give you an example. Okay, so when they do that search and they decide not to click on Confident Home Remodelers and they go on their social media and they're not even this is where it's actually even better. They're not even a friend of yours, but they go on their social media, that same ad is going to follow to their social media. So it's even more powerful than your friends just using your service because they're already aware of you. We're talking about people that are looking for your services.
Right.
Yeah, so it's a lot that you would get with us, Eric. So, I mean, you would have a very good return on investment working with us, but you got to give me that 1% of your trust so we can do the rest. You know, if you don't, then you're never going to know and you're going to stay with those OMG guys. And obviously,
no,
you already know.
I'm very unhappy with them. Because, listen, this September is the month where I should be signing all the contracts that are going to be feeding me for the rest of the year, And I'm sitting home here, and the phone is not ringing. I'm not getting, you know, and they said you got to give it a couple of months. Well, I've been with them since August 1st. And again, there was a surge of calls in the beginning, and I was all excited. And so the reverse has happened from what I expected. You know, I was expecting very few calls in the beginning, and then by September, I was expecting a lot of calls. And I'm sitting home here on a day that I should be working. Yeah, I do have an appointment I have to go to later today, but basically, you know, the phone's not ringing, and I'm not appearing on the map. That's the thing I'm most upset about. So what are you doing differently from the other guy that I'm going to appear in the map? That's what I'm trying to wrap my head around.
Well, like I said, well, first of all, number one, we're going to get you on the first page of Google where you want to be.
Yeah, no, forget that question. I understand that. Why are you getting me on the map and the other person, the other company cannot get me on the map? What is the reason for that?
Because they don't work exclusive, Eric. They don't work exclusive. They work with your competitors, and they're trying to also get some other company that you're not aware of, and I don't know because I don't work for that company, on the first page, just like you at the same time. See, it might sound like a sales pitch when I tell you, look, you got to do this today. It's only a one-time deal. I get it. It sounds like a sales pitch. I mean, I'm going to admit it myself. It does. But it's an exclusive spot, and it's only one seat at a table where you actually qualify for it because you're not on the first page of Google. You have a good reputation from what we see here. You don't have negative things online. It's not necessary to have all 5 stars. I mean, obviously, you're going to have 3 stars, 4 stars. I mean, it's inevitable to – you can't satisfy everybody. But
I have 4.5 stars.
That's good. At least you don't have one, you know. I mean, if you had just one and you have all these years of experience and you have – or you have like 9 out of 10 negative reviews, then we can't work with you. There's companies that actually been on the list to be on the first page, but and they have the money. They're willing to pay the regular price. The regular price with us is usually 998 first payment, and normally it's about 599 every month after. Okay, but I'm giving you the reduced price. All right, which is the 398 today, 299 every month after. But these companies.
Okay. So what about Yelp? Are you putting me on a Yelp directory?
Yes, 70 directories. Like Yelp, let's say Yellow Pages, Better Business Bureau, a bunch of directories. Not because people use directories, but we're going to put you in those directories to improve your presence online, to set your footprint. And this also will be helping you with the address, name, and phone number change, because now we're going to populate everything, so everything is going to be to the right address. There's a lot of things we're going to be doing for you. You know, so
yeah, what about changes to my website? Are you going to recommend changes to my website for me to be optimized?
No, we don't tinker with your website, Eric. Your website is your website. All we do with your website is promote your website. If you want us to create one, we can create you one, but you don't need one because you have one, and I'm looking at it right now. So you have a nice website there. It has good information. I see that you have a video there too. It tells you what it tells the client what you do. So yeah, you have a great website. So all we're going to do is promote it.
Other people I've talked to have said that they'll give me recommendations on how to make my website basically popping more on Google. There's certain things that need to be done and meta tags and different things that need to be done.
So you're getting a lot of misinformation from different companies, right? All we're going to do is take that link, which is kind of like your billboard sign, and put it in like in the middle of Times Square. That's all we're going to do. That's all you need. It goes together with your GMB profile, your Google
right,
My
how
Business
many,
profile.
How did you put in your email? How many keywords you giving me?
You get more than enough keywords. So I mean, you get about 14 keyword phrases and about 100 variations. So you're good on the keywords.
14 keyword. I'm writing this down because it's not in your email.
Mm-hmm.
14 keyword phrases and 100 what?
About 100 variations.
Okay. And so the what you're selling me now is called Google Maps, right?
Yeah, Google Maps and Facebook ads and some directory submissions, mobile platform, Alexa, Google Home. verification with
Google.
Oh, so I'm
on Alexa.
Snap cleanup.
I'm on Alexa too. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I didn't see that in the I didn't see that in your
These are like extra features that I'm also throwing in, and it should have all that right there. It's also going to have be on your terms and conditions as well. So you're going to have all this again. The company's going to send you your receipt as soon as the payment goes through with everything we're going to do also. And then you're going to talk to my technician that's going to go over your keywords and all the details that you're asking about. So you get more in depth about it. But my job is to obviously explain what it is we're going to be doing for you, get you signed up, and then get you on client onboarding department on the list here so you can talk to them. It's a 10-15 minute phone interview that you'll have with my technician, and you'll be able to discuss your keywords and the details on cities you want
right.
to target.
Well, the
keywords
the company
and all that.
Never sent me an agreement to sign or nothing. So you're going to actually send me an agreement to sign?
Yeah. And we work under very strict guidelines, Eric. That's the difference. That's why, I totally recommend, and I know you told me, hey, I don't like to do business like that, but look, you don't want to lose on this type of opportunity. We're doing things the right way here. All you got to do is just kind of risk that with me, and we're not going to burn you. Obviously, your bank is going to side with you. If we would disappear after taking your payment, your bank's going to side with you. You'll get your money back because they insure you. We're not trying to do that. We want to make sure that you stay with us for a long time. And if you ever recommend
me
a buddy,
you
get a free month of service.
If I sign up with you, how soon will it be before I show up on the Google Map for a search?
Okay, Google Maps, right? Since there's a nap cleanup that we got to do. There's a lot of things that we have to do first. We want to make sure that company didn't mess anything up with your GMB profile or anything like that. So normally the most it could take us is 30 to 45 days. Okay. But it could be sooner. I don't want to tell you the exact time because we're not allowed to. I can't give you that. They give us that window, 30 to 45 days. Okay, the average SEO company, that's the Google partner or those companies there, they usually take 6 to 9 months and then you'll be off the page just like you were with the other company. But that's usually the window that give them, 30 to 45 days. The Google ads, the Facebook ads, that's 7 to 14 days. The mobile platform, that's about 10 to 12 days or so. The directories is about a couple of weeks. So the process is fairly quick. Not overnight, but it's fairly quick. But once you're up there for good. As long as you stay with us, you're still up there.
And when do I, if I do this, when do I tell the other company that I'm
when do you want to start?
When do I tell the other company that I'm quitting?
ASAP. Let them know. I'm here to sign you up with us. But, let that company out.
There can't be two of them running at the same time. Right?
No, you don't want that. We're not going to interfere whatever they do, but why would you want to pay two companies and one of them is doing 20% of what we're going to do? We're going to do the whole 100%.
I think that they own certain things. I think they own my Yelp directory and they own the way they set this up is they're owning certain things. So,
yeah, that would be weird because what would they do with your company name? There's nothing they could do with it. They're not remodelers. So I think they're kind of.
Well, there's something here. Let me read this. Google My Business granting access. Beyond just linking up to our system, granting access to your Google My Business listing empowers OMG National and Annette to elevate to the next level. So
they're managing your GMB profile. So they're managing it. They don't own it. Yeah, they can't own it because that's your GMB profile. So we'll take care of that. So what we're gonna do is take over that, the managing of that. All you gotta do, Eric, is pretty much let them know, hey, look, you know what? Thank you for your services, but I'm gonna go ahead and cancel. I'm going another route. Whatever it is you want to tell them, and they can't stop you because I don't think you're in a contract, right?
No, it's monthly. So
yeah, there you go.
I'm googling right here. Google Premier Partners, and let's see if you show up. How do I see who's the Google Premier Partner? You said
well,
you guys sent me a
link. I sent you the link. Yeah, I sent you the link on your phone, and it's also my email.
Oh,
way
oh,
at the bottom.
That's
at the bottom
phone.
Of the, yeah, it's on your cell phone, and I also send it to you on the email that's required. So if as you can see at the bottom of the email, it says right there, Premier Google Partner, and if you click on it, it's not just an image. It's an actual link that takes you to google.com/partners, and you'll be able to verify the local splashes right there at the top left-hand corner.
Okay, so you're saying, okay, I'm looking at your email. Where is this link?
We're at the
local
bottom.
Local splash, a Google partner? That's what I'm going to click on?
Yeah, where it says right there, it says right there, Premier Google Partner. You don't see that image? That badge?
Hold on. I say here, below are a few of our credentials. Is that what you want me to look at? Or is it further?
Yeah, farther down. It's an actual badge. It's in red, blue, yellow, green, gray. Just Google Partner, Premier Google Partner, Premier Google Channel
well,
Partner.
I see the word Premier Google Channel Partner. But
okay, so click on it. Yeah,
oh,
click on it. Yeah, if it was fake, it would be an image, but it's an actual hyperlink also. It's a badge that they require us to put on our emails.
Okay. All right. Okay. So I guess I can do it because I'm very unhappy with them and obviously all he does is he calls me every 3 days and wants to sell me Google Ads. And
wow.
I'm like, there's no way I'm paying more than I'm already paying when you're not producing.
How much were you paying
so,
anyway?
I'm paying, what is this? Is it $3.99 or $4.99?
And they want to get Google Ads from you too, no?
And they're not giving me Facebook ads. So you're a little bit less. And you're giving me
more.
Ads. Yeah.
Eric,
so
you'd be crazy not to take this opportunity. You want to give us a shot?
So, I think I'm going to do it. You're going to send me a sign?
Yeah. Well, I mean, after the payments goes through, you're going to get the company's going to send you a receipt. And please save that for your records also because it's for your tax write-off. It's also tax write-off. So it'll help you on that too.
But you told me there was a contract to sign, no?
Yeah, well, yeah, you're going to get your terms of experience. Your terms
okay,
and conditions
so,
will have that. But that goes automatically. When the payment goes through, the company sends you that email. It also comes via text, and then you'll be able to see everything. You'll see what I'm talking about. But first things first, I have to make sure that all information here is correct. You mentioned
Back up. What are my terms? Is this month to month? Am I locked
yeah,
in
this is
for
month
a
to month.
Year?
Yeah, it says right there in the email at the top. If you see it right there, this is no contracts with the price. This is pricing $2.99 a month, month to month. It says with one time setup fee $99 for the platinum package.
Okay. See the other guy didn't
Question
even give me.
That's terrible. I don't know how because you sound very skeptical and you sound like you know what you're doing. Like I don't know how he got you to sign up with him,
but
that's terrible.
It's because I'm not a techie person. That's how. And everything was.
But you ask good questions and you ask the right questions, so that's why I was wondering. You know what I mean? So you must have like yeah. So that's terrible. Sorry that you had to go through that, but now you're gonna be with the righteous company, and I'm very confident we'll take care of you. And you got me, which has been here for 10 years to help you out. If you ever have any trouble getting a hold of a technician. Because you're going to have various technicians that are going to be helping you out. You got customer service. You got the tech support. But if you ever have any trouble getting a hold of anybody, you just shoot me a call or text or email and let me know, and I'll make sure they call you ASAP. I'm not going to disappear. I've been here for 10 years. Okay. What's
then,
the address?
So I'm going to have someone dedicated. You know, obviously, you're in sales. I'm going to have somebody dedicated to my account that I can call, or is that going to be you?
Yeah, well, I'm the lead agent here on your account, but you have a technician,
right.
You have your technicians and a whole floor of technicians ready to help you out on time. But yes, can you get a hold of Marlon at any time? If you need assistance or something, yes, but you have your specific technicians that will help you out with certain things.
Okay, so I'll be assigned a technician or a technician department.
It's a technician department. So you have multiple one of them and they're all certified. So yeah, you're good on that part. You have like a whole team, a little army of technicians there to help you out.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So How do we start?
Well, let me go ahead and get the righteous address, the updated address, please. What is the new address where you would like to be verified or where you already have your GMB profile?
Okay, so my address is 137 Woodland, okay. W-O-O-D-L-A-N-D Avenue, mm-hmm. Maywood, M-A-Y-W-O-O-D, New Jersey, 07607.
Okay. And is there an apartment number, unit number, anything like that, or just like that?
Nope, just 137 Woodland Avenue.
All right, and the business name, Confident Home Remodelers. That's exactly how you want to join, right?
Correct.
Okay, and your name is Eric, E-R-I-C, and
right.
What is your last name?
Martindale, M-A-R-T-I-N-D-A-L-E.
Okay, and what phone number do you want people seeing when they are looking for your services?
That would be this one.
Okay. Do you have a secondary number for us to contact you in case it's important in regards to your account?
No. This is my number.
Okay. And if you ever wish to add anything or update anything like that, just let us know. Okay. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to read you the, another quick 90-second voice verification. This is to protect you and outline the service agreement. I'm going to go ahead and put you on the calendar here so you can talk to my technician about the keywords and all the details. We'll see what's available on the schedule here for them to call you. And it shouldn't take long. You don't need to be in front of your computer. You can most likely, you can be in front of your computer if you like, but you don't need to be. We handle everything and you'll get more in depth about everything, with him or her that we'll be talking to, okay? But before we do that there, Mr. Martindale, for the $398 today, $299 every month after, how would you like to, what type of card did you want to use?
I'm going to use a MasterCard.
Okay, and the same billing address, I assume?
Yes.
Okay, name on the card is Eric Martindale.
Every one of my cards is different. This particular one has my middle initial,
like in Sam or like in Frank?
Yeah, S is in Sam, but it's not Sam. Eric S. Martindale.
And that's how you're going to get your terms of experience as well. So make sure you put the S on it. We'll go through that right now. And whenever you're ready, sir, the MasterCard should start with a 5, please.
All right. 5-5-2-8-9.
Mm-hmm.
4277.
Mm-hmm.
0463-9158.
And the expiration?
Is 325.
And the 3 in the back?
113.
Okay, I'm going to read you the verification now. So welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification Recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement. It's also another form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Confident Home Remodelers.
Thank you. Please state your name and your title within the company.
Eric Martindale, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the company today there, Eric?
Yep, yes.
Thank you. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So please be responsive to our phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a reasonable period of time so that way we're all on the same page. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, please disclose any additional online marketing efforts during your term of agreement. The initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is September 20, 2022, and the lowered amount for the Platinum Package, which also includes Facebook ads, of $398. When the account reaches its end, it'll automatically renew each month in the lowered amount of $299. If you wish to discontinue your services with us, just give us a call at customer service, same phone number in the email, same phone number in the text, which is 877-635-622.
Okay.
Extension 1 for customer support,
mm-hmm.
And my extension is 622. You're already reaching. And I just sent you a text also with the customer service phone number there. Okay. Now, for the client interview here, let me go ahead and see what I got available here, and I'm also going to send it to your Google Calendar. Right now, it's 9:25 here in California. Okay, let me see here. 10 o'clock. 11 is taken. Okay, so the first available appointment that I have for today is 1 o'clock Pacific time, so that will be 2, 3, 4, between 4 and 5 o'clock your time. Is that okay?
No, it's not.
Okay.
Today is not going to be good. I'm going out on sales appointments and stuff.
Okay.
When are you?
First thing tomorrow morning.
Let me. I gotta get to my appointment, so let me just.
The first available that I have tomorrow morning is between 10 and 11. And like I said, it's a 10-15 minute.
10 and 11 on Eastern time?
Yeah, your time.
Okay, hold on.
Do you have any work for me to do?
Hold on, I'm on the phone, Tiffany. So let me get to my appointment, folks. I have Best Buy coming to the house to help me. Problems on my computer system, so I'm not sure if that's going to be the best time.
How about later? I mean, I have a late, I have a between 6 and 7 appointment afternoon.
Well, hold on. Let's see, today. So, what do you have tomorrow, like between 12 and 2, 12 and 3? You have anything in there?
Okay, let me check. Between 12 and 8, that would be 9, 10, 11. I got between 11 and 12. Is that good?
11 and 12. I guess I'll have to do it then.
Or I got 12 and between 12 and 1 too. So I got 12.
Yeah,
and 1.
I'd rather do it later. I'm hoping that the Geek Squad guy will be gone. So,
okay,
so let's
12 and 1.
Let's do it 12 p.m. Local.
Between 12 and 1. Okay, gotcha.
Local slash. Okay. All right.
Okay, I'm going to send a reminder here. And make sure you got your receipt there also while I'm doing this here and while I'm booking that appointment. You should have I'm going to send you a direct link to your receipt, okay? And this is your terms of experience. It's pretty much saying everything in the email, but it's coming from the company also, so that way you have two forms of protection. Let me see here. You should have an email there, but let me send you the direct link. Because I know I sent you a few texts there, so I don't want to confuse you. Where is it at?
When should I tell the other company that I'm canceling?
As soon as possible. Call them anytime.
I don't want to do it as soon as possible because I still might get. They still.
Well, when is your month end with them? You know, I mean, yeah. Because either way, we're gonna need access to the GMB profile. We'll take care of that, and I'm gonna go ahead and notate everything here. I'm gonna let my technicians know that you were.
Okay. When are you gonna need access to the whatever you said profile?
Well, it's not going to be, we're going to start, I would notify my technician when you talk to him tomorrow and, let him know and then he'll guide you how to go about it because we constantly are signing up clients with middleman companies and companies that this and that. Some companies try to own up your GMB profile. So we'll take care of that. So he'll guide you through that. So we'll discuss that tomorrow and I'm going to put in a note here that you're still with OMG and to advise you on how to go about it. So that way you take the proper steps on it. Okay. And, speaking about, the client interview, I'm also going to leave some notes here for my technician. I'll take those down right now. We're almost done here and sorry for taking so much of your time. I appreciate it. We're pretty much done over here, but, for your receipt, make sure you got it, please. I sent you a link right now. It says mylocalsplash.com/terms. And then it says your phone number, I believe.
Let me get back to my computer.
Well, I sent it on text, so it's easier.
Oh, my phone.
Yeah, directly.
Okay, so it says local slash welcome. If you have any questions, please feel free to call. Is that what you're...
No, it says mylocalsplash.com/terms/973.
Now I gotta figure out how to send this to my computer so I can save it on my computer.
Well, it's on your email also, but
yeah.
The email is labeled Local Splash Initial Invoice. That's the email you're looking for.
Okay.
Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Okay.
Okay, and then once you click on that right there, it'll...
I see an invitation on the Google Calendar. So I'm gonna click yes.
Yeah, that's another one. Yeah, accept that one right there. Obviously, that's a reminder of it. But the other email is the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. Not the Welcome to Local Splash.
Oh, yeah. I see it. Okay.
Okay, and then it's going to say click here, subscription terms.
Oh, you want me to do something with this? Okay.
Okay, and so then, click here, subscription terms, and then it's going to take you to the terms of experience, where it's going to give you a brief breakdown of what it is that we're going to do for you, where your money's going. So more technical terms, which is what you're asking about.
I'm looking at the email. Oh, click here to accept the subscription terms. Okay.
Yeah, and then at the top, it's going to say Local Splash, Terms of Experience, and then just scroll all the way down. It's going to give you a breakdown of what we're doing. And I know you're going to see Google Ads right there, but we're not including that. So it's just kind of giving you, like, other options that you would have. But those are, like, the Google guarantees and all that, but that's totally different. So, I mean, in the future, if you want to go ahead and do other services, you let us know. Let me know. Matter of fact, call me up and let me know, Martin, what other services can you offer me that to go more aggressive? And then we can do that, but you should be good with this. Okay, now on the bottom, you're going to see...
I'm trying to sign this thing. How do I sign this thing?
Type it. Type in your name.
I typed in my...
Yeah, type it in. And then don't forget to click on that. Yeah, and then, but don't forget to put in that box that says I certified an authorized holder. Obviously, that's your
code. Okay.
And then you sign it, and then it'll take it to you, username and password.
And what do I do? Put in the username and password?
No, you're going to get that tomorrow. Usually something easy. Yeah, you're going to get that tomorrow, and that way you can sign in, and that's how you're going to be able to see your keywords, your list, and all. You're going to see all the good stuff right there, but right now you wouldn't see anything because we haven't started anything yet. So the last thing I want to do here, I know you got a busy day. Sorry again for taking your time. What would you say your top three services that you offer? Obviously, you get more than three keywords, but I just want to give my technician some homework to do before he calls you.
Okay.
I'm
specializing in cellar doors, and you might not have a lot of them in California, but cellar, C-E-L-A-R, cellar doors, and then entry doors and windows, and if you want to give me a fourth one, patio doors.
Yeah, and what would you say is your radius that you would like to target, like a ballpark?
Oh boy, we didn't have this discussion. I hope this is not going to be a problem. I'm in the northeastern corner of New Jersey. I am seven miles from New York City, and I'm 10 miles from upstate New York. So I'm in the corner of New Jersey, and I don't do any business in New York whatsoever. So I don't want a geographic read. Per se.
Thank you for letting me know. So you're kind of like the borderline, right? So if you kind of go 7 miles and you're already in a different state.
Yeah, I don't want a 7 mile radius. I want to be able to.
You want specific zip codes? Got you.
Can I give you county?
Absolutely.
Counties in New Jersey. You want me to give them to you now? Or give
no, you're my technician, but I'm going to just, yeah, usually I put the radius because, I mean, I assume that you were, like, in the middle of your state, but, yeah, now that you told me that you're kind of, like, borderline, you obviously don't want to just do a circle around. Okay, so I'm going to put that you want to do specific counties and cities and zip codes or whatnot, and we discuss that tomorrow.
Counties in northern New Jersey is what I'm doing, And I'm going to give you a population of like 4 million people. I'm not giving you a small area, but you know, this is a very populated area. So, I'm only going out maybe like 7 miles east and 20 miles west, maybe 30 miles south and 10 miles north. And that's 4 million people. So, and that's more than enough business to me. It's a generally affluent area. I mean, there's a couple of poor areas, but it's, yeah, there's a lot of wealthy people with really nice homes here.
Okay, so yeah, we definitely want to target those. I don't want to say wealthy people, but people that got money and they want to spend good money on this type of stuff. Let me see. Okay, I'm gonna notate that myself. And you mentioned that you have do you want to give the link or the URL of your Facebook page to my technician, or do you have that handy that you can shoot me a text with a URL.
Well, I you say it's basically useless because it's a personal page and you're not going to be able to I'm not sure what you're going to do with it. I mean, the other company created the Facebook page for me, so maybe you can just use theirs. I don't know.
Okay. So what I'll do is I'll put that you have none available, only personal, and needs assistance, and we'll take care of that tomorrow. So the details are going to be tomorrow. So I mean, we got the basic stuff out of the way here, and you don't need a website. Obviously, you got one. And let me see here. Okay, and the last thing I'm going to do here, the rest I'm going to take care of myself, the rest of the tedious notes. What is your hours of operation?
We could say 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday to Saturday.
Okay. Okay, very good. So the rest I'm going to do here for you. All the rest of the notes, I don't want to leave you in silence here because now I got to do a bunch of typing here, detailed information that I'm sending to my technician, to the client onboarding department. But before I let you go there, Eric, I want to thank you for giving us a shot. I know you're going to be very happy with the services. Please stay in touch with me if you ever have any buddies that have a different type of business that are not in the same industry as you and you recommend them my way. Have them call me or you call me, let me know, give me their info, I'll call them, and if they qualify, if the position is available for their industry, if I sign them up, I'll get you a free month of service reaching every client that you ever send my way. And so let me know, you know, so, and if you have any questions or anything like that, or shoot away tomorrow with the technician because you'll get more in depth with them, but feel free to contact me anytime, let me know how things are going, let me know how my company's treating you. And aside from that, God bless, and I hope that you have nothing but success 2022, and stay in touch, and please don't miss your appointment tomorrow, okay? That's very important to get everything kicked off here. Other than that, do you have any other questions for me, Eric? Sorry for taking so much of your time.
I think I'm good. Okay. I mean, I can already see that your company is more professional than the other company, just in terms of the documents that you've given me, and that's...
there you go. Probably, that's very important.
It's probably going to be a long-term relationship because I don't want to go back to Angie.
It's another middleman service. Yeah, exactly. So, and that's what we're looking for. And like, matter of fact, I'm going to call you in about a month. And there's also, I don't know if you've seen the options on the email, but you can also take those options now. They save you more money. For example, right? You put in $398 today and it's $299 every month after. Then you can go $299, $299, $299, but then you also have six months, $1,300.
I saw that. I'll worry about that in the future. I'm not going to do that now.
Yeah, of course, you know, so let me know when you're ready to do that, and then we'll save you more money. And if we do it within a month, then I'll prorate that $398 towards the contract, so you don't have to pay on top of that.
Gotcha.
Okay.
All right,
Eric. Well, it was a pleasure to speak to you, and, yeah, it'll be a long-term relationship like you said.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
Okay, Eric. You too. Likewise. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Eric. Have a great day, huh?
Awesome.
Thank you, sir.